Welcome to a room filled with legends for our grand final episode. Pete Holland from The Cruise, 2 to 6pm Monday to Friday with Penrith in the grand final, has all of a sudden discovered a newfound interest in religion. He's got rosary beads and a prayer mat, so at different times this week he can pray to various gods to support his mountain men in their quest for a third premiership.
Mate, as long as they're all sitting there saying, Panthers, Panthers, I'm with them.
Tim Williams, a Radio Hunter Valley sales manager, is in unfamiliar territory with his Sydney Roosters not featuring in this season's grand final. It's an uncommon place for Tim, but it's something the rest of us, with the exception of Melbourne Storm supporters, are quite used to this time of year. How are you coping, Tim?
Mate, I'm struggling. I'm struggling, but it's been good. I mean, the last guy that used to sit on this show left, and now I've been promoted. I'm off the bench at least until someone better comes along. So,
well, we realised his side will never make it through into the grand finals. We're anywhere near it, so gone.
That's insane.
Exactly.
Well, there's only one game to talk about, but before we get into it, let's have a little listen to what happened last week.
Last time on Lock It In.
I've locked in the Panthers.
Mate, I'm looking in Storm. I think there's a lot of rumours going around that could be Cam Smith's last outing.
Right.
So I think, and he's a look, love him or hate him, he's a fantastic captain. And I think the guys will want to pull together and take it through. Imagine if he could finish on a grand final.
We have a lock-off again. The Canberra Raiders will hopefully defeat the Melbourne Storm. I'm not as confident this week as I was last week. The sad demise of the Canberra Raiders. Tim, you were quite correct in our lock-off. Well done, mate.
I think this is like a first for me, isn't it? Have I ever got one right?
I think it might have happened earlier in the year, or at least maybe
you got it once, and that's why we put you back to the bench.
Maybe you got it and then you flip-flop. All right, well, there's one game to talk about, so we'll leave
There's
off,
actually
Tim.
Two games. It really is two games.
Okay, all right, yes.
Well, they're both being televised.
Yes, the NRLW.
Yeah.
That's true. Oh, actually, the
Which
Roosters
your Roosters are playing.
Yeah, we're going to smash the Broncos. Nobody likes them.
You're locking in the Sydney Rooster. The Sydney Chooks? How do we refer to the Sydney?
No, they're the Roosters. They're the Roosters.
You know, that doesn't really work biologically.
The East Hens. Oh, I think I'm going to...
They're up against the Brisbane Mares.
We've got a local girl in Bridie Parker who's playing out on the wing for the Roosters.
We do.
Having a great season with them.
Well, not to gloss over it, but we're all locking in the East Chooks to win
100%.
This weekend.
They'll take it home.
Look, the Broncos have been undefeated. They've won it each and every year.
Mm-hmm.
But look, they've got to lose some stage. Why not Sunday?
Every win gets you closer to a loss, which brings me to the Penrith Panthers. 17 games on the trot. Mate, I think this is the end of them. I'm telling you, as much as I would love Penrith to win, because it's been 17 years, I actually think Melbourne have got the experience. They're going to win it probably by 1 or 2 points.
No.
Okay, right. No. Full throated defence from...
Not at all. Look, I've spoken with some Penrith legends from 2003.
Humble brag.
Who, we're in a similar situation. Young team with a couple old heads in there, a father coaching his son through to a grand final. It's going to happen again. The stars are aligned. Panthers all the way. 18 games. This is going to go down in history as the most ever won in a row to win a grand final by any club ever, and break the old 65-year-old record of 11 lousy wins.
Okay. Well, you got one Melbourne, we got one Penrith. Tim will be the tiebreaker. Who you got for the grand final?
Look, I've really got to support Penrith. I think these guys want it. They want it so bad.
That puts you on Pete's side. Get out of my studio.
Look, now he's right. You leave him alone. It might be your show, but he's right.
These guys just want it so bad. There's so much riding on it. I think maybe the Storm might get it over them a little bit in the first half, but the Panthers are a second-half team. They'll bring this home, send Storm home, where they belong, back to Victoria. They should never have been let out in the first place.
Well, if they hadn't, they would never have made it anyway.
I like the fact that Queensland, the Courier-Mail yesterday, had the Sunshine Coast Storm on their front page.
Mm.
They had an open training session, which five people turned up to.
Yep.
That's how far behind they are in not realising that they didn't need to leave Melbourne. They should have just stayed there. Cam Smith is going to cry. He's going to retire a loser.
It's medication time.
Thank you very much, Pete Holland. Thank you, Tim. Legends, it is locked in for the grand final.
Hey, and don't forget, all of that action is with the continuous call team on Sunday, all thanks to Northwest Mining.
He's a company man, isn't he?
He is, mate. He's better at sales than me. Want to swap?
No. No.